All right, let's bring him in. Pat Pagano, did you try calling me this morning?
Several times.
My Skype would not do anything, so I loaded it in, right?
Right.
I then get an answer. Someone else is trying to use your account. It was me, by the way. So you have to enter security information. I see. All this is happening when I'm talking with Mike Kazi. So I enter security information. Then it asks me for another thing that I have no idea what it is. I have to get it off the internet. Then I download a new version of Skype. Have to put in a brand new password, replacing the password that I've used.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Jerks. Just crazy. So anyways.
See what happens when the service is free?
Yeah. So I finally got it all done. And I said, I better call Pat and see if he tried to reach me. So there you go. So
yeah, I was trying. It just kept, it would connect. You wouldn't hear a ring, and then just boom, nothing. Yeah,
so now, yesterday, Pat.
Yes, sir.
I have a funny story to tell you. I'm driving around, and it's rain. It was miserable, Pat. The type of day I hate. I didn't go to the city because it was raining and 34 degrees, and I just can't stand it. So we didn't go. But anyway, I'm riding to my house, and I live on the bottom of Mount Riga, right? And so I said, it's 34. I rode up about a half a mile, my hill. They had snow. It was snowing.
Yeah, elevation.
So then I came back down to my house, and snow started to mix in. But then it dropped below freezing. My car to get into it this morning, Pat?
Frozen.
Frozen solid.
Solid. Of course, well, look at the temperature.
Yeah, I know. It's like 15 degrees here.
Yeah, and the Arctic Air just came in, and I'm glad I played it, the cold air, more intense than the computer models, because the models just didn't grab it. And today will be nothing short of a bitter winter day, even though it's not winter officially. A biting wind and cold with some snow showers, partly cloudy skies, the highs 20s, and we're thinking mid-20s. Tonight, cloudy 15 to 20. Thursday, variably cloudy 30 to 35. Now, there is going to be a clipper low that's moving by just to the south of us. And I'm not sure if the snow from that system will affect us. And if it does, my thinking right now is that it's going to be more snow shower activity than it would be light snow. So that was one of the reasons at this point right now why I did not put in any kind of an accumulation. But things could get a little bit, the chances are about 30%. Things could get just a little slick late tonight, tomorrow morning, because all you need is just a tiny little bit of light snow with these cold temperatures, and it coats the ground. Nevertheless, Thursday will not be a bad day. 30 to 35 will not be as windy today as today. Increasing clouds Friday, 30. Saturday, some snow showers in the morning. That storm looks like it's going to stay offshore. So the computer models so far have, let's put it this way, beat Pat, unless, of course, something happens last minute. We'll have some sun on Saturday in the mid-30s, and for Sunday, I think we'll have a partly cloudy sky, 35 to 40. Couple of things to note. The wind today will be strong. Some of the wind gusts today over 40 miles an hour, so be prepared for that. And the other thing to note is that it is the 13th. It is St. Lucie's Day, and according to Mama Pagano, whatever the weather is today, the weather will be similar on Christmas Day.
So it's going to be cold and windy on Christmas Day.
Right. So you should mark that down on the calendar to see if we can remember this.
Cold and windy.
To check it out. Excuse me. Because right now, if we were to buy the GFS model, hook, line, sinker.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to call it up right now so that this way I have it right in front of me. And I'm not saying anything that I shouldn't. As of midday Christmas, there is a storm in the Gulf of Mexico and another one forming off the North Carolina coast with a high north of Maine. Marshall, you've been watching weather a long time. You know what that setup means.
That means big storm.
There's snow as of midday Christmas from southern New Jersey through Pennsylvania into western New York. And if I take the model out for another 6 hours, which is, or 12 hours, which would be Christmas night, we have one storm east of Delaware, south of Cape Cod, and the all of New England is covered in snow. That is the GFS today. It will change, folks, at least 3, 4, 5 times before Christmas.
Oh, well, thank God the GFS isn't always the most accurate model.
It's not, but it's the one of the only models that go out to 384 hours. 15 days. The only model that goes out to 15 days.
Wow.
The Euro goes out 10 days. So there you have it. And starting on Monday, folks, I will be issuing our probability for a white Christmas. And again, defined. What does a white Christmas mean? Most people say, well, there's snow on the ground. Well, okay, that's fine. But when we issue the probability of white Christmas, we're talking about it actually snowing on Christmas Day. So we'll start that on Monday. And that's it. Now, the tree, the real tree, drank a lot of water. Had to fill up the stand again yesterday. And all the ornaments are on. The lights are on. Looks very, very pretty. And the only thing I have to do today is put on the beads and the tinsel, because the upstairs tree is an old-fashioned tree. That was the theme that I picked for that. And I do it when nobody's around, because I cannot put those beads on the tree when I'm distracted.
Oh, no. You get angry.
I just can't.
Yep, you get aggravated at people.
Yeah. So I will do that today. And that's it. Both trees are up. When it's completed, I'll take a picture of both trees and I will send them to you.
All right.
Now, that's it. Now, you better get back to that Skype and you better make sure that that's all working good.
No, I'm done with Skype.
Skype, yeah, well, try doing a Comrex line. How about that? Do they still do Comrex?
They still do Comrex, but they're too expensive. It's too expensive.
They're very expensive. What's the other line? We used to have the broadcast lines. Remember the broadcast lines?
Well, you know, we still have a broadcast line as a backup line from our studio to the transmitter site, just in case something were to go wrong with our STL. And it's no longer called a broadcast line.
It's called
a circuit. And it's not even called a broadcast circuit. Mm-hmm. It's called like a 55K, something ridiculous.
I'm sure the price tags that go along with it are just as ridiculous.
It's $170 a month.
Oh, give me a break.
$170 a month, and we're only about a mile away from our transmitter.
My goodness.
But we need it for backup. You never can tell.
Right. Well, we used to have all those lines here at the Weather Center, of course, now with Skype, we just did away with it.
Wasn't I one of the first persons you had that went to Skype?
I think you were.
I think I was the first.
I think so.
Okay. There you go.
Nobody else knew about it. They said, what?
That's right. All right, Mr. Coleman, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You keep warm, and I'll see you in the morning.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.